This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I wanted to talk about a couple of things this morning, and we've got the entire hour, so anytime that you want to call in, 504-260-1870 to talk about any issue that's top of mind for you, please do so, and we will try to address that. I was reading an article over the weekend. I took Friday off and was out over the weekend about a piece of legislation that was introduced by council members Helena Moreno and Leslie Harris. I don't know. Let me put it this way. I think these are both well-intentioned individuals that are trying to protect some people's lives, but the devil's in the details where the rubber meets the road. Any cliche that you want to apply to it, and any time that they say that we're making our city safer, that should create pause for us, and we should look at it a little more closely. And what they did is they introduced three amendments to the code of the city of New Orleans to provide immunity from arrest and prosecution relative to certain prostitution-related offenses for persons who report a crime, assist law enforcement in the prosecution of crime, or seek health care services as a result of a crime, to limit the admissibility of evidence to include condoms, other prophylactics, and as evidence of certain criminal activity. And it's kind of very loosely connected. It's loosely written. And typically you see this as the beginning of this move to actually legalize prostitution, is what you've seen in other areas of the country. I don't know that that's either of these council members' thought process, idea, where they want to see this end up or otherwise. But any time that you don't have and you're piecemealing these policy positions as it relates to this, you get in trouble. And many other cities have tried to do this, and I have yet to see a place where it is worked out in the best interest of the community at large ever. In fact, to the contrary, it doesn't. And it does it for a whole lot of reasons, a whole host of reasons. And, you know, in an article that was posted about this, I think they even mentioned some of the cities that they thought that this had actually worked in. And I was kind of curious, so I went and looked at those cities, and that's not exactly what had happened. And I think Chicago was one. And there were some others that were quoted. Baltimore may have been one. But anyway, whether they did or they didn't, it doesn't matter. What happens, though, is when you go look at those cities, this is what you find. What you find are progressive leaders that are saying that if prostitution is decriminalized, sex work will no longer be driven into the shadows, the bowels of society. And prostitutes will more likely report brutal attacks by clients to police, which means and equates to less violence in the streets. Sounds good. You see some of this same language. Whereas the criminalization of sex work often creates an environment where sex workers are vulnerable to exploitation, violence, and fear of legal repercussions that can prevent the reporting of crimes or seeking of medical assistance, a lack of access to legal protection leaves sex workers in a precarious position, unable to report crimes without risking their own safety and or arrest, as well as discouraging individuals from accessing needed medical care, on and on and on and on. This is the problem. The moment that you become less restrictive, the moment that you kind of diminish what the overall flavor of your ordinances and otherwise dealing with sex workers, the more brazen they become and the more difficult it is for law enforcement. And today's world is not like it was back in the 2000s, right? I mean, we have a migrant situation, a migrant nationwide migrant crisis going on right now. We've actually exacerbated sex trafficking in this country because of our border policies, whether we want to admit that or not. And we have put law enforcement behind the proverbial eight ball. And when you see pieces of legislation like this that seek to squelch or diminish the ability of how they deal with sex workers and information that they have available to them for other crimes, and that, in fact, in this city, they say now you shall charge under a city ordinance and not a state statute, which diminishes outcomes, you are now less than. I get that you're looking out for sex workers and the fact that they are in a very risky business. They put themselves out there in a very risky way. You know, these are not, you have sex workers of all sorts, you know, cam operators, phone sex operators. You have less client contact in a lot of manners in which they engage in this. And then you have your street-based sex operators, which is what we're talking about here. And in large measure, these individuals are otherwise what? Yeah, you guessed it. Drug addicts. Right? And what you see across this country where you begin to create an environment of lax enforcement, providing these immunities, and things of that nature, you see problems. You see neighborhoods lost. Because when there's less enforcement, right, they're likely to take their clients to safer areas to work and operate, like where response time is greater, right? And if I can't arrest that individual because that individual was slapped around by a client,
college holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And therefore, they have all kinds of immunities as a result thereof. Meanwhile, their sex operation is still going on, right? In your neighborhood, in your backyard. The degradation that occurs to your community becomes overwhelming. And you've seen this over and over and over again in community after community after community. Neighborhoods lost because of this. It happened in Baltimore, Marilyn Mosby, as the DA there. She kind of took a lax approach to all these misdemeanor cases, so to speak. But, you know, you hear this a lot about drug addiction and sex workers are just typically, you know, a one-person problem. They don't have that impact on community. Does anybody really believe that any longer? Do you? I don't. Do we really believe that the user is the only problem that we have in our community when we have drug addiction? Do we really believe that sex workers in our community, it's only a one-person problem? They've chose this life for themselves, and if they have a drug addiction on top of it, they're the only ones impacted by it? Do we really believe that as well? No, we don't believe that, right? And we have evidence of it. I remember at one point in time, when I was the chief deputy as well as sheriff, we were having issues on the Veterans Highway hotels. We had neighbors close to those hotels complaining. They were seeing the prostitutes out in the parking lot. We actually passed legislation in Jefferson Parish to allow the hotel operators, mandate hotel operators, to provide information to us when they openly saw what was going on their property. Of course, they're financially benefiting, that they were required to inform us. Why? Because we had shootings there. We had vehicle thefts there. We had auto burglaries there. We had fights there. We had all kinds of issues that were in the parking lots of these establishments just directly adjacent to some really nice neighborhoods and neighborhoods throughout Jefferson Parish. It was a problem. It wasn't a one-person problem. It was a multi-level problem. And then when they started to see their OC rates go down and be replaced by sex workers, then they wanted to cry uncle about, you know, well, there's no enforcement going on here. We got a problem. No, you facilitated this model. You are now suffering the consequences of this model, and you're not able to get the day rates that you want or the OC rates that you want because you decided in the downturn of an economy or otherwise that you were going to help facilitate this economy. You're going to suffer the consequences of these actions unless you play nice with law enforcement. Now, this may seem overreaching, may seem pretty aggressive, but not if you lived in, not if your backyard backed up to the parking lot of that hotel. Not if you had an auto dealership next door. Not if you had a furniture store there. Not if you had a restaurant a half a block down. Or not if you had a public park literally 300 feet away from that hotel. It became everybody's problem. Everybody's problem. And I just throw this caution out that before we really go down this and we start restricting as to how police can charge and this and that and everything else, it might be better served to maybe give the DA some discretion. And let's see how that works out. But the collection of intelligence information out on the streets, we should not be protecting violators of the law to the extent that they're create an environment that they're unwilling and know they can take advantage of some of these immunities that are being provided and not communicate with the police. You know, it's the same one-size-fits-all approach that we try all the time that doesn't work very well ever. Sounds great. Looks like that, and as I said before, I'm sure they are sincere in their effort in bringing this forward. I would love to have known how much communication there was with law enforcement on these issues. But you want to lose the quarter real quick? Start relaxing sex worker legislation. Start right there and see how fast you're going to lose it. Start right there and see how fast you're going to lose all of the neighborhoods directly adjacent to it. Start right there and see if it's not if it won't start happening in Lakeview. Start right there and see if you drive down Lakeshore Drive, if you're not going to see it happen in multiple automobiles on a short stint driving down that street. It's what you're seeing in Baltimore. It's what you're seeing in Philadelphia. It's what you're seeing in Chicago, where now there's been a hue and cry in those neighborhoods to turn this around. Because one thing for certain is violence isn't going to go down because of this. One thing for certain, they're going to start advertising in your local newspaper. That's what's happening in these other communities. You're going to find out that someone is doing this on your street. You're going to find out all kinds of things. And then what you're really going to find out, and is going to be the slap in your face, is that you could very well be impotent until the next election. Because there is a strong activist group that supports this legislation for the purposes of sex workers. But what you don't find in this legislation is taxes being paid, occupational license taxes, health certificates being necessary, location restrictions, things of that nature. It all starts with these small little intrusions, looking out for the interests of the sex worker, and then it begins to expand, because that's how it happened in every other city. I don't know that that's their intention, but I think it's worthy of the caution. Love to hear what you think. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.